The mobile phone strapped to your dash is sending a live stream directly to us. We can see and hear everything you do. This is where you will put the phone when you are driving. At your home, you will see fixed cameras. These are not to be moved or obstructed. Your own phone is on the passenger seat. We are now able to monitor its use. We have accessed your home, your phone, and your car. Do not assume for one moment that the devices you see are the only ones we have. You will also find a buttonhole camera attachment on the seat with instructions for use. You will use this at all times when not in your car or at home. Do not deviate. Linda looked up from the printed text. She had read it so many times she could almost recite it word for word. No matter how many times she read it, it didn't become any less terrifying. She had finished her count to 100, then repeated it just to be sure, before removing the hood. She was in an open-sided barn of some sort. Her car had been parked tight against the wall at the front, with the shell of an ancient-looking tractor close behind. It had taken a few minutes of manoeuvring to get it out. She figured the car had been left in such a tricky spot on purpose, removing the option for her to go hurtling after the car that had brought her here, had she decided this was the best course of action. Nothing had been further from her mind. She had stayed far longer than instructed, finding comfort in the knowledge that every passing minute was another minute where they, whoever they were, put distance between them and her. Her own phone was indeed on the seat next to her. It had been snatched from her on her abduction. It was switched off. She turned it back on now. There was only one track to follow. There were no other buildings in sight, not even a farmhouse or an enclosed barn. There were no signs of animals either, and the only suggestion this might still be a working farm came from the machinery she passed, although most of that was in bits and covered with established layers of rust. The rutted track led finally to a public road, but the scenery remained very rural, tight country lanes with high banks that looked to be struggling to hold back the regular pockets of thick woodland. It took a few miles of driving to get any clue as to where she was, and this came in the form of a tattered-looking white-backed sign announcing the village of Elam. She recognised this as being on the outskirts of her home city. It took another few minutes to find her way to the A260 and from there to the A2 and a direct route to Canterbury.